Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The Mafia? I don't know what that is. La Cosa Nostra? Come on. Doesn't exist. It's not real. I don't know what they're talking about. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Busy day. Caroline Leavitt just wrapped up a White House press briefing. She got a lot of questions on the government shutdown, the ballroom renovation, and also a really interesting exchange on San Francisco and how the mayor said the mayor wants to help. And so there will be no federal law enforcement surge for the moment. So there's a lot going on. Plus, Byron Donalds and Jack Cittarelli, the diner tour yesterday was a huge success. Jack is about to launch a big bus tour starting this weekend and going all through Election Day, up and down the state on a bus, and it's going to be great. So we're excited for that. We're getting down the wire. Somebody asked me today, they said, do you think he's going to win? I said, well, I think he has a really good chance, the best chance we've had in a long time. It's just going to come down to turnout, no doubt about it. So that's what it's going to be. So early voting begins on the 25th, which is in 2 days. So vote. Vote early in person and just bank that ballot. Bank it. Bank it, baby. Bank it. That's what we got to do. Speaking of banking, the court is now hearing the preliminary hearings for the suspects in this big gambling bust. Cash Patel, the FBI director, was in Brooklyn with the U.S. attorney announcing this. Apparently there was this thing where the mob, the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, which doesn't exist, was rigging digital poker rooms. And I gotta be honest with you, I give the mob a lot of credit here for coming into the digital age. And I always thought of the mob as much more of an analog operation, not digital. You know, prostitution, gambling, these things were considered harmless vices, you know, but these drugs are bad business. But now they're getting into the digital space, as they say. So good for them, if they were real, obviously, the mafia. But I digress. So let's talk about, and Larry Krasner, too, that scumbag. You know, more details are coming out. The murder of this young woman, this completely preventable tragedy that occurred in Philadelphia. And now we're finding out that she was dead. Kata Scott, she was dead for, they're saying she went missing around the 5th and she died on the 18th. So a gunshot wound to the head. I mean, just a horrific, horrific. And other remains were discovered, or her remains were discovered. So this whole thing is being ripped open, and it's a heartbreaking tragedy. It really is in every way. And just another example of how Larry Krasner is just an absolute cancer on the city of Philadelphia. She went missing after her work at a assisted living facility in Chestnut Hill, October 4th, about 10 p.m. She went missing, and then her death was ruled a homicide, that she died on the 18th. So that means that she was kept as a prisoner that entire time until the suspect in the case, Keon King, shot her in the head and killed her. And now we're finding out that there probably are other people involved in this, and maybe other human remains too. There are people that I know who are telling me it could be a situation where you could have this being as significant as maybe even the serial rapist in Philadelphia. There could be that many victims could be involved in this. Just a terrible, awful, horrific tragedy. But let's begin on the federal level, shall we? Let's begin with this House Democrat whip, Catherine Clark is her name, openly saying the quiet part out loud. They got to keep the government shutdown going because it's the only leverage they have. Bernie Sanders essentially saying the same thing. Now, we're starting to feel the impacts on this, particularly with air traffic controllers who are forced to get second jobs driving for Uber and delivery workers. We're getting into the busy holiday season not too far off. They tried again today to reopen the government, and that did not happen. So let's cue up cut number four, shall we, Sean? This is the Democrat whip of the U.S. House of Representatives, Catherine Clark, and what she had to say, the quiet part out loud, cut four.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
One of the few leverage times we have. Oh, by the way, Eric Adams is campaigning right now with the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer, Andrew Cuomo. They were at a game together last night. They're on the campaign trail today. He's fully endorsing him, and Adams is backing Cuomo for mayor. The debate last night was insane. It was crazy town. Curtis Sliwa had a lot of great answers. I hope to God he wins. He's not going to, but I hope to God he wins. I hope he can pull off some sort of miracle, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Cuomo's not going anywhere. Sliwa's not going anywhere. He quit his radio show yesterday because the owner of the station, WABC, John Katsimides, wants him out of the race, and he said absolutely not. So he walked off on his show and quit. I think you might have heard Dawn earlier today. She was talking about how her husband, Larry Menti, on his show on WOR in New York, he had Cuomo on, and he asked him, would you give Curtis Sliwa a job if you become mayor of New York? And he said, absolutely. And Curtis Sliwa's response was, I'd rather be impaled than work for Andrew Cuomo. So it doesn't look like that race is going to change anytime soon, and that cake is baked. And somebody asked me today, is Sliwa dropping out? And I said, no, he's not going to. He's not going anywhere. He's staying in this race, bottom line. Speaker Mike Johnson, this is cut number five, was talking about the impact that the shutdown is having on air traffic controllers. We're hearing a lot about them. We're going to hear a lot more about them going forward. Cut number five.
Air traffic controllers, some people call the policemen of our skies, they have been showing up at work without pay. And news reports have suggested that these men and women are seeking outside employment just to keep their families afloat. Some of them are working these long shifts, and then they're hopping in a car and driving for Uber, or they're delivering for DoorDash all night. And you just have to think about what a heavy thing that is. These men and women have one of the most stressful jobs in America. They cannot be 99.5% accurate or 99.9% accurate. They have to be 100% accurate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now they're being forced to work longer hours, take on multiple jobs, and maintain the same level of excellence. Again, all while Democrats hold their paychecks hostage. This is what one air traffic controller said in their own words in an article, quote, the financial anxiety doesn't just hurt morale, it directly affects safety. When someone responsible for thousands of lives a day is worried about whether they can pay rent or feed their kids, focus suffers. Controllers were already underwater with pay and staffing before the shutdown, and now we're drowning, unquote.
Let's cue up cut number six. The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was talking about this and what the impact's going to be on you and your flight, if you're going to travel, if the government is not reopened anytime soon. Again, this is all pure theater and grandstanding by the Democrats. That's all this is. Let's understand that point. They're not going to achieve any goals here. They're not trying to. They're just trying to be obstructionists. That's it. Bottom line. This could go on for months. Very possible this could go on past Christmas. Because the Democrats control this. They have the votes in the Senate. Because we don't have 60 votes. They need 60 votes to reopen the government. They're not gonna play ball. They think that they're winning. They think that this is helping them. They think it's helping their cause. And probably within their base. Yeah, I would say so. Probably within their wacko base, it's helping. Outside of the wacko base, no. No chance of that. Cut six.
We are all about safety. And we will make sure we work every day on that part of our job. But again, I can't guarantee you that your flight's going to be on time. I can't guarantee you that your flight's not going to be canceled. It's going to depend on our air traffic controllers coming in to work every single day. And again, I my message to them is, one, thank you for coming and working. We appreciate that. Come to work, even if you don't get a paycheck. We need you to come to work. But if they do not, we'll know whose fault it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. It's pure theater. Don't act like these people are being fiscal conservatives or no. This is just the resistance. That's why you're seeing so much freak out over the White House ballroom construction. Can the president just destroy the White House? That's the latest question that was asked today at the White House press briefing. Can he just destroy the White House? It's just because it's Trump. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's just because it's Trump. If it was a Democrat in office right now, every day would be ballroom update and spectacular dances they're going to have there. And they'd be bringing on various ballroom dancing coaches and experts to tell you how beautiful the ballroom's going to be. And they would be having historians talk about when Jackie Kennedy redecorated the White House. And they'd be going on about how the West Wing construction was problematic, but it was necessary. And it would be a celebration. But with Trump, of course, it is the greatest threat to humanity and architecture. You know what they're really worried about? They're really worried about that when that ballroom is built, finally, it'll be a lasting remembrance of Trump. And they all want to just try to forget the guy. And now you're going to have this big ballroom there. And every time a future president uses it, which would be a lot, even Democrats, if they ever win back the White House, yeah, they'd get to use it too. Somebody would call it the Trump ballroom. Yeah, they would. They would call it the Trump ballroom. They call the balcony the Truman balcony because Truman had it built when Harry Truman was president as part of the renovations they did to the West Wing, to the White House in general. They had to gut the whole thing and they had to make it up to standards that could withstand the modern warfare technology. He added a balcony. And they call that to this day the Truman balcony. Now, they don't really call it the Nixon bowling alley, but a lot of people do. But it's just kind of known as the bowling alley. But again, it's not really as visible as the balcony is. The ballroom will be very visible and will be used a lot. And what the left really hates is that it's going to be the Trump ballroom. Yes, the evil Trump ballroom. And it'll be gold and look like the ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. So what Democrats should all do, all of them, is vow to never use it if they become president. In fact, that should be the question that's asked of them at the first presidential primary debate in 2026, really, is when they're going to start running for president. So I imagine the first debate would actually be probably 27. At the very first Democrat primary debate that they do, the first question that they should all get asked is, will you refuse to use the Trump ballroom? Will you promise as president not to use it? I'd go a step further. Will you tear it down? Will you tear down this ballroom? And if I were running for president as a Democrat, that would be my slogan. Tear down this ballroom. And much like Reagan, when he went to Berlin and said, tear down this wall, I would stand in Iowa and say, tear down this ballroom. Whatever the cost, whatever it takes, tear it down. So we don't have a monument to Donald Trump. I think it's a winning message. They should try. They have no other message. So why not? I mean, what the heck? At this point, this party is so screwed and they're so unpopular and everybody hates them so much. It can't hurt, right? I mean, can't make things worse. So tear down this ballroom should be the rallying cry. Not only will I not use it, I will use taxpayer funds, whatever it takes, to tear it down so that no one can ever use it, ever. Now, John Fetterman knows that the Democrat Party is completely unpopular. And maybe, just maybe, John Fetterman will in fact leave the Democrat Party. It's entirely possible. He's going to get a primary challenge. I don't know if he'll survive it. I don't know Democrat politics in Pennsylvania well enough, but my guess is that the radicals, and you know the Soros money will be behind them, the radicals will probably end up winning. And Fetterman, you know, look, I mean, we are in, this is the age of Mandami now. This is the age of AOC. This is the age of Bernie. He one time ran as the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania, but that was a long time ago. And this is a much different John Fetterman. This is also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria of Venaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Let's cue up Cut 16. He was on with Sean Hannity last night and was asked a question about these Democrats who are threatening to primary him in Pennsylvania. Take a listen.
Take a few positions that don't toe the line. They're talking about when your cycle comes up, they want to primary you. What is your response to them?
I'm not afraid of telling the truth. As I've said, I'll be the Democrat that refuses to lie to the base and pretend that this is right. You know, I'm proud to stand with Israel. I'm proud to say that we need to secure our border. You know, I think it's entirely appropriate to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities. And now I refuse to call our my fellow citizens as they're fascists or Nazis or those things. I mean, I will agree also that we must keep our government open. And if somebody wants to primary me or the party wants to vote me out, it's like I'm going to go down being honest and telling you that this is wrong to do these kinds of things. And I refuse to do that. I think we need to be a big tent party. That doesn't sound like if.
You know, what's really interesting, too, is that what he said, and this is cut 17, when they knew they lost the plot. Calling Trump a fascist, calling him Hitler, calling him a Nazi, all these things. I've told you, I've said it many, many times, a disaster for Democrats to use this language. Normal people don't think Trump is Hitler or a Nazi or a fascist. Even if they disagree with him on things, they don't think of him in that manner. They just don't. But again, if your target audience is entirely your kooky base, yeah, you play those games, you throw out those words. But it does not help in a general election. Helps in a primary. Imagine the Democrat Party being in a perpetual state of a primary, where they're constantly worried about making sure that their lunatics on the left, the far left, are happy. Primary elections are always about going to your base, going to the extremes of your base in many cases. So you run a Republican primary? Listen, you want to be the most conservative guy on the stage. You run in a Democrat primary in this day and age, you got to sound like a freaking commie nutbag. And part of doing that is to demand that they tear down this ballroom. Tear down this ballroom. And also, Mr. Gorbachev, you have to sound like you are a complete nut. And so you got to use words like fascist. And Fetterman knew that that was a problem for them. Cut 17.
I don't know why. And I've always refused to say that. And when then the Vice President Harris referred to President Trump as a fascist, and I knew absolutely we lost the plot at that point. You know, if you call the president or someone like a fascist, you're effectively calling the people that are going to vote for him, and then they must be fascist too, or they support fascism and those things. And that's just not true. That's just not it. I happen to know, and I love a lot of people that voted for the president, and they're not fascists, they're not Nazis, they're not trying to destroy the Constitution and all those things. They just happen to have a different priorities, and they love our country in the same ways that Democrats do as well. So I refuse to do those kinds of a thing, because that kind of extreme kinds of rhetoric makes it easier for those kinds of extreme kinds of actions, even like what happened to poor Charlie Kirk and that. And now why you can't allow people to grieve and now use that an opportunity to criticize or to turn it into something. It's like, that's just basic humanity there. And like, we are forgetting, that we need each other. We need each other here. And now I refuse to be a part of it and comparing people to Hitler and those things, because if that's what's required to win, then I refuse to.
Good for him, but he's probably going to lose in a primary, unless he switches parties, which he would never survive in a Republican primary because he's not a Republican either. So, you know, welcome to the day of the crazy left. Tear down this ballroom. All right, quick break as we continue on Talk Radio 1210. I want to remind you, 1 week from tomorrow, live in Cape May for our Halloween spectacular show. I'm not going to call it a spooktacular. That's cheesy, but it'll be a spectacular show. And you can save 50% off your room if you want to make a night out of it. 50% off 31st and November 1st. No minimum stay required. So join us a week from tomorrow at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our Halloween spectacular. Be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, so president speaking, and we'll be probably jumping in if you take some questions as we get going here on the show on a Thursday and a week from Cape May. So we're excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. This coming Saturday, we're going to be doing a rally in Gloucester County. It is coming up on this Saturday, the 25th. Come out and rally in support of your Column A Republican team. I will be there speaking. Matt Rooney will be there speaking. And the first 50 attendees who arrive will get a free Make New Jersey Great Again t-shirt. And that's going to be, this Saturday. It's the first day of early voting. And it will be coming up this weekend. It's going to be 301 Bluebell Road in Williamstown, New Jersey. And that is 9 to 11 a.m. All right. So free event. There'll be food there. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm doing everything I possibly can to help out and do my part. And, you know, I was with my buddy Jim Philbin and his great group over there. He gave me this challenge coin, which I got. Very, very cool challenge coin from the East Greenwich Township Republican Party, part of Gloucester County, and I'm honored to have it. I was also honored to have the etched bottle of bourbon that he gave me as well. And I want to give a shout out to the guy who did that for me. The guy who did that, really nice guy, great people, Ferry Engraving. They etched Zioli Army into this beautiful, beautiful bottle of bourbon. And they do laser engraving, and they're in Clarksburg, New Jersey, Ferry Engraving. So really nice job, really beautiful. I should get the bottle and show it to you. I just got to do that. I will do that. I will make a point of doing that at some point. As we continue, though, Fetterman was asked a question about whether or not he wants to switch parties. So let's cue up cut number 18. Hannity asked him the question. And like, why not? I think the problem is I really don't think the Republican Party would want him. A lot of his positions just don't align with the Republican Party. I know we're kind of in this age of populism right now, but there are better Republicans than John Fetterman. I mean, he could leave the Democrat Party, and he should. I mean, he should leave. I just don't know if he's Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know if he's Bobby Kennedy in that sense. And I don't think we would have wanted Bobby Kennedy to really be an elected official. I mean, he's good in his capacity as HHS, but he had a lot of kooky positions on things around climate change and stuff, and so does Fetterman. So I'm not really saying we'd want him, but I do think the question is, why would you want to stay in this Democrat Party? You keep saying they're freaking nuts. You keep acknowledging that they're crazy. So why do you stay? Cut 18. Cut 18,
what,
Sean.
What was your reaction when at the joint session speech that Democrats didn't stand and clap for Lake and Riley's family, Jocelyn Nungary's family, or that young man that had cancer? We only have about 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's heartbreaking. I mean, as a father with three children, if someone had done that to one of my children, it's just how devastating. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I will never understand why it's controversial to round up and deport all of the criminals here that are in our nation right now. And I'm proud to just agree that we need to secure our border. I don't know why these other kinds of things. And if they want to, you know, run me out of the party for these kind of views, I mean, that's really there. It's up to them. But I'm going to continue.
I know a few people I can connect you, and I know another party would probably welcome you with open arms. No, but in all seriousness, Senator, I appreciate your thoughtfulness, your independence, your intellectual honesty. Thanks for being with us.
He's not going anywhere, let's be honest. And if he does, he could be an independent. He's not going to become, I don't know. I'm not sure the Republican Party wants him, like I said. But I just know that if you're turning around and you're saying day in and day out that your party is insane, then how can you be part of it? And let's understand, this is the party of Zoran Mandami. Zoran Mandami is going to win. I hate to say it, but he is. Sorry to say that, but I always tell you the truth. Curtis Lee was not going anywhere. I'm not saying Curtis Lee was should. He's got every right to run, but it's... And I don't know if he drops out if Mandami loses. I really don't. I mean, at this point, he's still on the ballot. I'm not sure all those Republicans in the race would just automatically go over to Cuomo. Let's not forget, Cuomo's policies were disastrous during COVID. And all the people he killed in nursing homes, the lockdowns, the money he spent on his own self-promotion, he's a bad guy. So I don't know if they automatically go over to Cuomo. I think a good portion of them do. I still don't know if he wins. It's closer. I mean, Trump has called on Sliwa to get out of the race. He said he'd rather have a Democrat versus a communist. But, you know, Sliwa says he's not going anywhere. So, all right, that's that then. That's that. He's not going anywhere. What he did do last night to embarrass Andrew Cuomo was to bring in one of the women that the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer harassed. Let's cue up cut 25 from the New York City mayoral debate last night. He brought up a woman named Charlotte Bennett, and this is embarrassing. Take a listen.
13 different women who worked in your administration credibly accused you of sexual harassment. Since then, you have spent more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to defend yourself, all while describing these allegations as entirely political. You have even gone so far as to legally go after these women. One of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is here in the audience this evening. You sought to access her private gynecological records. She cannot speak up for herself because you lodged a defamation case against her. I, however, can speak. What do you say to the 13 women that you sexually harassed?
If you want to be in government, then you have to be serious and mature.
He has no answer for that, because how do you answer for that? It's ridiculous to answer for that. Let's jump in. The president speaking right now at the White House. But before I do, let me just quickly tell you, like I said, we have our Cape May event coming up, and that's very, very exciting. I also want to thank my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for their incredible support of the show. 10% off for you. 10% off. That's right. Anderson Windows, doors, siding. And yes, of course, the roof with the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle, the greatest product out there, American-made roofing products done by the platinum-certified contractor, Emmons Roofing. Emmons is fantastic. I've used them now in two different homes over the course of 10 years. In our old house, they remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom. And yes, Emmons does have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. In fact, they're going to be remodeling the kids' bathroom in our house. It's going to be a big project because that bathroom is very dated. But it's key to your resale value, too, and it makes the home look so much better. So the design experts at yesterday, Krista, who is leading the design project, sent us a list of all of our all the ideas, from the vanity to the sink, the bathroom, the shower, the whole of it. Great ideas. Out-of-the-box thinking. That's the key with Emmons. You'll get design experts. Now, they serve a whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that roof doing at the Jersey Shore house? If you are at all worried, have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. Now, they'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get that Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. And like I said, 10% off, just tell them I sent you. So go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com. Let's take a listen to the president as he's talking right now and taking some questions from the press.
Well, they said you couldn't walk it because it was too dangerous, and they're already feeling better about it. But the best example right now is Washington, D.C. We went from one of the most unsafe places in the planet, I hate to say, but in this country, to a totally safe city. It's a nothing's crime-free, I guess, but this is about as close to crime-free as you're going to get. And you guys have done an incredible job with that. Every one of you have worked so hard on this one, and it's our nation's capital. And people would go to the nation, they'd go from, I always say, Iowa, Indiana. They'd go from Florida, they'd come up, they want to see the monument, I want to see the Lincoln Memorial, I want to see one of the monuments, any one of them, and they'd go home in a coffin. But not anymore. It's not happening anymore. We haven't had that happen in a long time. Was averaging more than one a week, one person a week. Who would think that's possible? And it hasn't happened anymore. And we have a safe city. We have a city where the restaurants are booming. People are going out. Nobody's being mugged, hit over the head with a baseball bat. None of the stuff is gone. We took out 1,700 criminals, many of them career criminals, many of them given to us by Joe Biden and his ridiculous open borders policy. They came in from jails from all over the world, not just South America, from all over the world. Jails, they came in from mental institutions and insane asylums all over the world, drug dealers, and we got them the hell out of here. They're either that or if they're so bad, as I said before, we put them in jail because we can't take a chance that they come back. But I want to just say that Washington, D.C. is such an example of what could be done. And now the same thing's happening in Memphis. We're just halfway through the process, and already the numbers are far superior, far, far better than what we would have thought at this time. And Chicago, I just saw the number last week. It was last weekend. Four were murdered, 11 were shot. And then I have this guy Pritzker, a very weak governor. Let me be nice. I'm going to be very nice.
He's going to call him fat.
He's pathetic. I have Pritzker get up and say how great they're doing in Chicago. They're doing very poorly. So four were murdered. Four. 11 were shot. I would say, and that was not a bad week for him. Okay, that was not a bad week. He's had somewhere 18 or 19 were murdered. And you know what his excuse was? Yeah, but that was a long weekend. Okay, can you believe it? He said that was a long weekend. He's bad. And then the mayor is worse. I mean, that mayor is worse. Low IQ, very low IQ. And we don't need low IQ people. We need people that are going to take care. And I love Chicago. And I love those beautiful women. Black women, beautiful women wearing MAGA hats. And they're all over the place in Chicago. They want protection. They don't care if it's the National Guard, if it's the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines. They'll take Space Force, okay? Space Force, send them in. They just don't want to be mugged, killed, raped, shot in the head, and we stop it. So we're going to be given a very special, we're going to give Chicago very special care. As you probably know, maybe you heard, we were going to do a big surge in San Francisco, but I got a great call from some incredible people, some friends of mine, very successful people. Mark, who's, everybody knows him, and Jensen, everybody knows Jensen, NVIDIA, and others called me from San Francisco. And they said, we're working really, really hard with the mayor, and we're making progress. Would it be possible for you to hold off the surge? And I had four or five calls, and I think they're making progress of their own. That would be the greatest. I mean, if they could do that, that'd be great. And they have great competence in those people. I mean, incredible competence. Some of the smartest business leaders, and they're working very well with the police department. They're doing a good job. So we are holding off that surge, everybody, and we're going to let them see if they can do it. I said, I think we can do it much faster. I know we can do it faster. I think we can do it better than anybody. We can take criminals out that they're not going to know about, and probably they don't have the legal authority maybe to do what we can. But I'm okay with it, and we're going to let San Francisco has the potential to be, it was a great, great city, has the potential very quickly to be a great city again. And these are the companies that are there that are all working, and those are the people that asked me, could you do away with the surge, and let's see how it works. And we'll do that. If we need to, we'll do it. But it's possible that we won't need to, and we will be focusing on other places like Chicago. And we'll have Chicago taken care of very quickly. But just remember, 11 people shot, 4 people murdered, okay? And that was this weekend. And that was Chicago. And then you'll see Pritzker get up and talk about, well, we have it under control. They don't have it under control. Just the opposite, it's getting worse. So we'll take care of, as soon as we give the go-ahead, which is all I have to do is give the go-ahead. We won the big court case the other day on the National Guard. That was a good case. Same thing with Portland, speaking of that, because that's where we won it. But, I mean, I looked the other night, Saturday night. Portland is, like, burning to the ground, and these people are saying, it's just friendly stuff. The whole place is burning to the ground. So we'll take care of that one. That's like an insurrection more than it is anything else. That's crazy. Portland's crazy. And then you listen to these radical left people talking about it's really okay. You're seeing things. You're really seeing things. So we're going to take care of Chicago. We're going to take care of Portland. We're going to take care of Memphis. We're proud of D.C. There's nothing to take care of anymore, but we're not going to let it ever go bad. It's never going to happen again, our nation's capital. And with that, I'm just going to tell you that Pam Bondi has done a fantastic job. And Pam, would you say a few words, please?
Thank you, President Trump, and thank you.
All right, we're going to jump out of this. We're going to monitor it though for you, because as thank you, Sean, you could pot it down. We're going to monitor this for you if the president takes some questions, and this roundtable is going to probably go on for a little while. So we will continue covering things. But obviously, you know, winning that court case, president winning that was a big deal. And when he did that, then it said clearly, you know, he's got the right to send in the National Guard. I'll say what I've said, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I just don't know why any of these mayors and governors wouldn't want to take the help. I really don't. I don't get it. Just take the help. Guys offering the help, take the help. It seems pretty obvious to me. But as far as what he was talking about with San Francisco, and this was an exchange that happened during the White House press briefing as well. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talked about that. Mayor of San Francisco calls up the president and says, you know, give me a chance here. And the president said, OK, fine. Yeah, look, I don't want to be spending my taxpayer dollars cleaning up foreign cities if I don't have foreign. I mean, you know, still part of the United States, but you know what I mean. It's like I don't want to spend that money. But at the same time, if this is something the president has set out to do, which is to clean up these streets, and he ran on this and he's going to do it, you got a governor, you got a mayor, take the friggin' help. Take the resources. It saves you money. This is what I don't understand. I mean, I don't live there. I should be annoyed if the money's going there. But they live there. They're the ones dealing with the budgets. Take the help and save the money. I don't get it. This is cut number 8.
The president hopes, and I've said this so many times, and I think the president's conversation with the San Francisco mayor last night and his statement today prove the president is willing to work with anyone across the aisle, across the country, to do the right thing and clean up America's cities. He is genuinely interested in this effort to make our streets safer, to make our cities safe and clean again. And he heard from the mayor last night, who told him that he is going to earnestly try to make his city better on his own. The president heard him out. He said, okay, I'll give you a chance. We'll be watching, and if you need us, we are here. And if I feel as though you continue to fail your citizens, the federal government may have to step in. But we'll continue to watch San Francisco, and that law enforcement operation has now been paused.
Works for me. Works for me, by the way. I don't need my money being sent to Chicago. I don't need my money being sent to Illinois. I get it, D.C.'s the capital, but I don't live in these places. If they don't want my money, if they don't want the help, then fine. But let's understand, though, this is about grandstanding, and the president feels like he made a commitment to the residents of these cities to clean them up, and he wants to do so. He doesn't really benefit much from doing it. I mean, I know the media narrative is that he just likes it. He likes to be some sort of a dictator, and he loves the idea of sending in law enforcement and troops, but it doesn't politically do much for him. I mean, maybe the residents there will appreciate it and vote Republican, but what it does do is it helps people like, and he was going to call him fat, Pritzker, who's very tubby, no doubt. The man would, if he becomes president, they'll have to bring back that bathtub that they had for William Howard Taft. They'll have to do a whole bathroom remodel for him. They will, just saying. But anyway, I digress. The point is that take the help. You have limited manpower. You have limited budgets. Take the help. Why they don't take the help is only because this is an opportunity for them to stand up and grandstand. And that's what they do on a daily basis. The entire political movement of the Democrat Party right now is that. That's why Fetterman has to leave. That's why Fetterman most likely will leave the party. He probably won't become a Republican, but he'll probably be an independent at some point. Because the Democrat Party today is hell-bent on all of these things that we're talking about. That's what they stand for. It's crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. A lot to get to. The New York City mayoral debate, Byron Donalds with Jack Cittarelli hitting the diner tour. Is it Taylor Ham or pork roll? It depends where you are, but either way, it's not gross. Like Mikey Sherrill said, it's not gross. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Also speaking, look at that. Matt DeSantis, you were making a point. You texted me regarding William Howard Taft and the bathtub. Which, by the way, they don't really talk much about the renovation of the White House to accommodate his fat ass. But anyway, what was your point?
No, I was saying William Howard Taft was large for his day, but by modern standards, I mean, he was 330 pounds. I think Pritzker is definitely bigger than that. And interestingly enough, there was an article in Politico, I believe it was early last month, that behind the scenes, Pritzker is desperately trying to drop some of that weight prior to the 2028 election. He's got to look good for TV, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looks the same to me. I don't know if he's lost any weight. Have you noticed anything?
No, I have not. I think he's. I mean, I don't know if there's enough Ozempic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough Ozempic for that guy. I just don't know.
He won a lot of money playing blackjack, so he can certainly afford it.
Oh, he can afford it. If there's anyone who can afford it, it's him. He's a billionaire. But I think he'd have to buy a pharmaceutical company, and he probably would have to buy all the Ozempic, you know? Am I fat shaming him? Yes, I don't care. I hate the guy. I think he's the worst. He's the worst. He really is. He's just the worst. I mean, he's just, you know, the worst. Fatty. And Trump almost called him fat. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he will at some point, but
yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No question in my mind about that. All right, as we continue along the show here, but by the way, to bring in that bathtub for him back then, I mean, they must have had to remodel the White House in some way to get that in for him, don't you think?
I would get. I mean, clearly he wasn't capable of fitting in the original tub, which means they had to bring in a larger tub, which means there had to be some degree of demolition in order to accommodate the bigger vessel. So I definitely wonder if
right?
The media freaked out about it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They freaked out over it because he's a big tub of lard and Pritzker be even bigger. God only knows what I'd have to do for that guy. Oh man! All right, I'll take a break from fat shaming for just a moment. The president's holding a law enforcement. It's just Pritzker.
Might be big of you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm growing. I am. I'm trying to grow. I really am. Pritzker. He's going to be on Fox News later tonight. Illinois Governor Pritzker, 6 p.m. If they're sending him a van, there's no way he's fitting into it. I've been in those vans. They're not very big. I'm just saying. So, you know. All right, I'm fat shaming again. I know. I I caught myself. I'm just saying the vans they send you are not particularly big. They, you know.
Maybe so, they can, like, maybe they can grease the doors or something.
I think you have to take the doors off, actually. Okay. And then they have to get a guy in there to, like, you know. And maybe they get like a double-wide trailer van. Fox News would have to spring for that. I'm not sure. But all right, take a break from fat shaming. Pritzker, no more fat shaming of him this hour. Okay?
Could they airlift him to one of the studios?
I mean, now you're fat shaming the guy. Do you know what kind of a plane you would need? Do you know what kind of a massive plane, a B-2, the things we dropped the bunker busters on Iran, maybe? See, now you got me doing it again. I just said I wasn't going to fat shame the guy for the rest of the hour. So we'll have to take a break. I can reclaim my thoughts and think of new jokes to make at J.B. Pritzker's expense. What? Go ahead, one more.
I was going to say, the B-2 bomber can haul 40,000 pounds, I believe. So if he skips lunch, that might work.
A couple months of Ozempic, they might be able to do it. I'm just saying. Or maybe the Ozempic Wegovy combo platter. If anyone knows combo platters, it's J.B. Pritzker. Damn it. All right, quick break. We're coming right back. It's Talk Radio 1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.